van Mem Gesser met bezig te waren. So Rab said that Reb Shimon holds that all three can be mishamish with each other, where the middle one made an Eruv with the two side ones, but the two side ones didn't make an Eruv together. So they're all mutter together. And the Chachamim hold that Rishus Achas Meshameshes L'Shtei Rishuyos, Avalo Shtei Rishuyos Meshameshes Rishus Achas, and Rashi learns that the two side ones can carry to the middle one, but the middle one can't carry to the two side ones, because he can't have two Rishuyos that he can go to that each one is usher to the other. So the Kalim can only go from A and C to B, but not from B to A and C. Okay, B is the middle one. Okay. That's what Rav said. Ki amrisa kameh de Shmuel, when they said this in front of Shmuel, Omar li, af zu divrei Reb Shimon. See, Rashi has three different lashonos over here. So, what's it called? Shmuel said, this also is only according to Reb Shimon. We'll see in one second what that means. Right? If Rav is, what's it called? If Shmuel is arguing on what Reb Shimon said, or he agrees what Reb Shimon said, but the Rabbanan said something different. The Chachamim hold that all three are Asur. Right? Let's see what Rashi says. In the first Lashon, Rashi says, Afilu lishtamish tehem ima Reb Shimoni. Even the fact that C and A can bring their Kalim into B is only according to Reb Shimon. The Rabbanan hold that even their osir, what's it called? The ha'afilu and tzoyis b'shteyem namishori. And Reb Shimon holds not just that A and C can bring into B, but he holds taka that B could bring to A and C also, because A and C are osir with each other. But B is mutter with A and mutter with C either way. Okay? So here we're not arguing about what Reb Shimon said. Everybody agrees that Reb Shimon holds they're all mutter, okay? But that's only Reb Shimon. The Rabbanan hold of a Rabbanan plige bekula the amru shlosh nasurim zuim zu. According to this lashon, Shmuel's not arguing in Rav in what Reb Shimon said. Everybody agrees that Reb Shimon holds they're all mutter one with the other. But that which Rav said, that even the Rabbanan hold that B, that A can carry into B and C can carry into B, just that the Rabbanan hold that B can't carry to A or C, and Reb Shimon holds they can. Okay, that Shmuel argues on Rav, and he says that according to the Rabbanan, nobody can carry anywhere, since what's it called? B can't carry to A, so A can't carry to B either, and the same thing goes with C. So that's the first lashon Rav. Lashon Acher, Af Zu Divi Reb Shimon. The Reb Shimon Gufei Lo Shori Elachitzonos Ben Tzoyis. So according to the second Lashon, Shmuel's arguing on Rav, even in Reb Shimon, what Reb Shimon holds. That which it says, Reb Shimon says they're mutter, they're not really mutter, all of them, together. It's only mutter A to B, and C to B. But B is usher with A and C, just like Rav said in the Rabbanan, Shmuel says that's Reb Shimon. And the Rabbanan hold, according to Shmuel, none of them are mutter. Okay, so now it comes out, nobody holds that B can carry to A and B can carry to C. Even Reb Shimon doesn't hold that. Reb Shimon just holds that A can carry into B and C can carry into B. But Ein Rishus Achas Mishtameshes L'Shtei Rishuyos, even Reb Shimon holds like that. And the Rabbanan hold nobody can carry anywhere. So according to the second Lashon, Rav and Shmuel argue both in Reb Shimon and in the Rabbanan. The Kashili. Now she says, I don't like the second Lashon. Hotznan masnisan hi muteris imohem. Says Mutteris in the Mishnah, according to Reb Shimon, that B is mutter with A and C. Not just C and A are mutter with B, but B is mutter with them. Va'od, my ath. What's ath zu divrei Reb Shimon? What's the ath? Hachi boile the memer. Zu divrei Reb Shimon. What you just said is the Rabbanan is Reb Shimon. Not ath zu. According to the first Lashon, ath zu. Even this is only mutter, according to Reb Shimon, who holds it even more than that's mutter. But the Rabbanan hold nothing's mutter. Af mashma de betarvayu, sorry. Af is mashma that Rav Shimon holds both cases we mutter. Not just this case. The Lashon Achron zeh shamati. The chen ikr. The himu teres, and this last Lashon is one I heard, and this is the ikr one. The himu teres imohen, the masnis and metaritz lecha Shmuel. Right? That B is mutter with A and C, right? Shmuel learned like this: the beheter shimu shebeemtzois ka'amar, that it's talking about what's it called, the himu teresi mohem, means they can carry into B. Dumya the hu muter imohem, the ratio, right? Just like the ratio where hu muter imohem means that the what's it called, the guy in the middle, they can bring their things to him, from either side. It doesn't mean he can bring his things to them. It means they can bring to him. The idea the Tani Resha, who mutter imahan, Tami Nami Seifa, the same way. The Avzu, Hachi Mashma, Afrab Shimon, and I said, what's the Af? So now Rashi is explaining the last Lashon. He had two kashas on it. Now he's answering those kashas. What's the Af? Zu, Hachi Mashma. Afrab Shimon, Hamekel, even if Shimon was Mekel, isn't Mekel completely. Right? He's Mekel, what you said, the Rabbanan said is okay. Osir bezu de ein emtsoyis muteres bechitzonos af iser zer of Shimon nami amru. Even this iser of Shimon said, because even if Shimon was mekel, also holds that this is osir for him to bring the B to bring to A and C. Kerabonin, right? Valishna kama kasha, and according to the first lashon, Rashi says of another kasha. So now Rashi is miyash of the second lashon. The first lashon he says of a kasha. Maiva as the Shmuel Tameh. The next piece of the Gemara is that the Gemara says, and Shmuel goes according to his reasoning why he explained Rav Shimon like that. Inami havi amar karav havi matzi nami lemeimer l'rabban and ir v'im shteim asura im shteim. The ain bezu shios m'shtam shes reshus echad. Right, we'll go on. We'll see what Rashi says. Okay, let's go on. Tanya kaveisud Rav Yehuda aliva de Shmuel. Okay, there's a brisa that, like Rav Yehuda, according to Shmuel, Om Rav Shimon, Lema HaDover Domet, L'Sholosh Chatzeros, HaPsuchos, what's it called? We had Rav Yehuda Om Rav, and then we had, when I said it in front of Shmuel, Shmuel said like this. So we have a brisa now, like what Rav Yehuda said in the name of Shmuel. Okay, now, according to the first Lashon, what Rav Yehuda said in the name of Shmuel is that Rav Shimon holds they're all mutter, but the Rabbanan hold they're all awesome. According to the second Lashon, Rav Shimon said A and C can carry to B, but B can't carry to A and C, and the Rabbanan hold they're all awesome. Those are the two different Lashonos in what Rav Yehuda said in the name of Shmuel. Okay. So, now we have a brisa that's like what Rav Yehuda said in the Shmuel, said in the name of Shmuel, according to Rav Shimon. What's the brisa? Om Rav Shimon, Lema HaDover Domeh, L'sholosh chatzeros ha-psuchazu l'zu, psuchas v'shus harab. It's comparable to three chatzeros that are open to each other and open also to v'shus harab. Ir v'shtayim imo emtsois. So this brice is much more clear in what can happen than our Mishnah. Our Mishnah also says this case, but doesn't say it in such detail. So now, if two of them were ma'arif together with the middle one, right, but not with each other, so zumevia mitovesa the ocheles, this one can bring from its house, right? Mitovesa the ocheles, the zumevia mitovesa the ocheles, zumachzeres mosra the tovesa, the zumachzeres mosra tovesa. C and A can bring into B and take their kalim back from B. What's it called? Mashma though. That what's it called? If you learn it kipshuto, that B can't do anything into A and C. So that would be more like the Lashon, the second Lashon, than the first Lashon. The first Lashon would say they could do anything. It's Mashon over here that only A and C can bring into B and bring their Kalim back home. But they can't take Kalim of B to their home. And B can't take his Kalim to them. Aval Chachomim Romim Shloshon Asuros. And the Chachomim hold that all three are awesome. Okay? So this brisa seems to support what Rav Yehuda said in the name of Shmuel. That at least according to the Chachamim, according to both the Shalnos, the Chachamim hold they're all awesome. Not what Rav Yehuda said in the name of Rav, that even the Rabbanan hold that the the two end ones can bring to the middle, just the middle can't bring to the two end ones. Okay, va'az shmuel tame. Now here's the case where Rashi says would be difficult to the other one. And the fact that, what's it called? Zu Mevia Tosa says, what's it called? That surely the middle one can carry to the side ones. Because he made an error with both of them. But the chiddush is that even the side ones can bring to the middle. Right? According to that Lashon, right, which Rabbeinu Tam agrees to that Lashon, it's not a kasha from this Braisa. Because the Braisa, you could say the Braisa is Dafka, or you could say no. That according to the Svara that Rav Shimon holds, that they all can carry around, it's more poshut that the middle one can carry to the two sides than that the two sides can carry into the middle. So it says even they can bring into the middle, surely the middle can bring to them. So from here is no kasha on either Lashon. You can learn it either way. But now, as the Rashi says, this is the kasha on the first Lashon. Ba'az the Shmuel HaTameh, the Omer Shmuel, Chotzer Shebein Shnei Mavuos. You have a Chotzer that connects two Mavuos. Okay, you have a Mavui with houses around the Chotzer, okay? And you have another Mavui with houses and Chatzeros, okay? And then you have in the middle a Chotzer that has an opening into this Mavui and an opening into a different Mavui. Chotzer ben Shnei Mavuos, Irva im Shnehem, Asura im Shnehem. If this Chotzer made an Erev with both Mavuos, then we'll see, it's also with both of them. Lo Irva im Shnehem, if it didn't make an Erev with both of them, then Asaras Oseras of Shnehem, then it Asers both of them. Because it didn't make an Erev with either one. See one second what it means. Hoysa be'echad regila ve'echad rein regila. If this Chatzar usually used one of those Mavuos and not the other one, Zusha regila bo Asur, the one that it usually uses is Asur, the Zusha ein regila bo Mutter, the one it doesn't usually use is Mutter. Okay. Rashi, see Rashi and see what's going on. Tanya kavosir Shmuel, tafilu Reb Shimon lo hitur emtsois bechitzonos, kidiktani zuma via mitov besa, the ilu emtsois bechitzon lo ka'omer. So Rashi now explains this according to the second Lashon, which he answered and he likes better. And he says that what's it called, the Brisa simply says that only A and C can bring into B and bring back from B what their things. But B's things can't go into A or C. That's clearly like what Shmuel said, according to the second Lashon of Rashi. Va'az the Shmuel Tamei, the Omer Aflor of Shimon, Ein Shtei Rishios Mishtam Shos Rishos Achas. And Shmuel, who said that even according to Rav Shimon, B can't bring to A and C, because B can't be Mishtamish with two Rishuyos that didn't have an Erev with each other, right? But A can be Mishtamish with B, and C can be Mishtamish with B. But B can't be mishtamish with either one, because wherever you go, right, that one didn't have an Erev with the other one. So that asers him, because he has an Erev with the other one. And they don't have an Erev. And if he goes to the other one, then the other one asers on him. So B can't go to either place. That is Latame, from this Bryce, from this, what's it called? From this memory. What's the case? Lema Dover Domet. Ashlosha Shishov Subaterech Koi. Right? Right, what's the Dovra Domet? So the three people who are within Dalaramas of each other. The end ones with the middle one, but not the end ones with each other. Zumadia Bem Tsois Vocheles. The Zumadia Bem Tsois Vocheles. Okay? And this, each one can bring to the middle, but the middle can't bring to them. That's why Rashi learns. Chotzer Shebein Shnei Mavuos. So now what's the case of Chotzer Shebein Shnei Mavuos? Psucha l'shneihem. The Chotzer has openings into two Mavuis. And it's right in the middle. Chochi Garsinim. Irva im Shneihem, Asura im Shneihem. Afilu l'Reb Shimon. Even according to Reb Shimon, who says that the middle one, is mutter, at least from the outside to the middle, here everybody's Asur. Why? V'hainu Shmuel etameh. Da'omar Shmuel, halacha k'divrei ha'mekel ve'erev. The Ihavi Shori Reb Shimon Baha Lohavi Omer Shmuel Asurim Shneihem. Asurim Shneihem means not that they can't bring to it, but it can't bring to either of them. It's mamish like the case where the middle and the two ends. The middle can't bring to either end, but the two ends can bring into the middle. Right? So he's Asur with both of them, the middle one. Right? Now, if Reb Shimon would hold that's mutter, according to Shmuel, then he should have passed him like Rav Shimon. and the middle should be mutter. Elamai, what's it called? Shmuel holds that Reb Shimon held that even though Reb Shimon is mekel, he's only mekel that the end should bring into the middle, not the middle should bring to the ends. Okay. Lo irva im shnehem, lo irva lo im zuv lo im zuv. If the middle one didn't make an irv with either one, then oseres al shnehem, milahosi michasroseim lemavli. Then he asers on all of them. They can't bring from their chotzer into the mavli. Who could go and shuragila kol yimosachol la chais v'lavo b'shneir derech psachim? He usually goes into both of them, right? He goes drishas haregel sheyeshlo osrasa, right? So he asks both of these mavuis. The mavuis made eruv to themselves. Let's see what's going on here. We have mavui A. Mavui A has a lot of chatseros and a lot of batim, and they all made an eruv together. They made an eruv chatseros, and then all the chatseros made an eruv together. They're shitu mavuos. So they can stay in their mavui and carry from one chotzer to the other and from one house to the other. That would be normally okay. Then we have mavui C. Mavui C is what's it called also. Same thing. They made an eruv with themselves. So mavui A, theoretically, could carry within their mavui. Mavui C could carry within their mavui. The problem is that this chotzer has access to both of them, and he made an eruv with neither one. So he's also to all of them. They can't carry into his chatzar, and he can't carry to them. Right? So since they're opened into a place that they can't carry, none of them can carry anymore. The whole mavui becomes also. Same thing with C. They're opened into the other side of the chatzar, and he didn't make an eruv with them either. So now both mavui A and mavui C become also to carry inside their mavui, because they're open to a place that they're not allowed to carry. So any place, so he has drishas haregel. He walks into mavui A, he doesn't have an eruv with them. So he asks all of them for carrying in mavui A. He walks into mavui C, he doesn't have to walk there, he could. So he could walk into mavui C, so drishas haregel, his drishas haregel asks them from carrying. Because there's somebody there who's, what's it called, who's opened into their mavui as drishas haregel, he doesn't have an eruv with them. So he asks everybody. Right? So, therefore, both A and C can't use their mavui anymore. They can't be carried into their own mavui. Forget about carrying into his chatzar. They can't carry into their own mavui. What happens though? Drishas haregel sheyesh lo al sarsom kinevaforish di ilo havi regila ela bechad lo asra idach. But let's say he doesn't usually go into A. He has an opening into A, but he doesn't usually go use that opening. He usually goes through C to get into Rishus Harabim. Okay, but he doesn't go into A. Right? So then, since he doesn't go into C, that he doesn't have drishas haregel by then. So that mavui is mutter by itself. And since he usually goes into A, right, that mavui is also. So whichever one he usually goes through to get to Rishus Harabim, that's the one that's also. If he usually goes into both of them, both are also. If he usually goes into none of them, well, he has to go into something, otherwise he can't get out to Rishus Harabim. So the only usually goes into one and not the other. The one that he goes through is Aser, and the one that he doesn't go through is Mutter. Okay. The Afagav de Regilim Shneim, Zuhi Takantum, Arevas Im Ho'echad, Vigal Yedai, Teshin Estalkum, In Ho'acher, Umutter Ho'acher Liatzma. Right. Well, let's see 1 second. We didn't get to that part yet. So what happened over here? Zushein Regilim Mutter. Omar Rabba Baravuna. Irva im she'ena regilabo. What happens if he made an eruv with the one he usually doesn't go through? So huta regila liatzma. Then he what's called, since he made an eruv with the one he usually doesn't go through, he showed that that's the one that he wants to go through on Shabbos. So he's mesalik himself from the one he usually goes through. So now the one he usually goes through is mutter, and the other one's also mutter because he made an eruv with them. So the mice, everybody's mutter now. That. Everybody's mutter in their own mavui, and the chotzer and the mavui that he usually doesn't go through are mutter together. But since he showed that for this Shabbos he wants to make an eruv with the one he usually doesn't go through, the one he usually goes through he's mesalik himself from. So now that one becomes the one he usually doesn't go through, and that's mutter by itself. The Omer Rabba Baravun Amar Shmuel im irva regila liatzmo v'zusha ena regila bo lo irav. The he atzma lo irva, right? Now, what happened like this? The one that he usually goes through, right, made an eruv to itself. But the one he usually, and that won't then therefore be normally also. Because he usually goes through that, and he didn't make an Erev with them, and therefore he asters on them. However, what happened, the one that he doesn't usually go through, right, didn't make an Erev b'chlal. So they can't use their Mavi anyway. The Hiatzma and the Chatzar itself didn't make an Erev. Okay? Dochin Osa Eitzel She'en Regilabo. So we say, right, what's it called, for this Shabbos, you use the access to the one that you usually don't. Stay away from the one you usually do. Why? Because the one you usually don't go through anyway can't carry. They didn't make an Erev. Only the one that you usually go through made an Erev. So if you change your mind and decide to, what's it called, to use the exit of the one you don't usually use, you're not hurting anybody. The one that made an Erev will be mutter now. The one that didn't make an Erev won't be mutter anyway. So, right, What are you gonna lose if you go through the through the other one? So for this Shabbos, go through the other one, the one that didn't make an Erev. They're gonna be Usher anyway, and stay away from the one that you usually use, so they can be Mutter because they made an Erev. Okay, Rashi. One he uses as an access, right, an exit from his chatzar through that mavi to Rishus Rabin, and one he doesn't usually use. Velo irv, velo imzu, velo imzu. He didn't make an erev with either one. So which one does he aser? The one that he usually uses. The one that he doesn't usually use, he doesn't aser because he doesn't have drishus haregel there. He doesn't usually use it. Imzu shiragila boaser shachatzer zu alseres halav diminehu the harilo irvu the haacher mutter shein haimem. Right, it doesn't have drisa regular. Doesn't have any shaychus with them. Hutter regila liatzmo dasoka nafshe minei. Right, if he decided to use the other one, right, not the one he usually uses, then the one he usually uses is mutter, and now the one that he doesn't usually use is also. The zu shein regila bo lo irv afilu bifneatzmo. Right, but now what would be in the case where the one that he usually doesn't use didn't make an Erev anyway? So they're not going to be able to carry into the Mavi their Mavi no matter what. Whether he has access or doesn't have access. Doesn't make a difference. They're going to be Osir anyway. V'hinami lo Erevah. Lo imzeh v'lo imzeh. Right? And he didn't make any Erev either with either one. Dochinotso eitzel shein regila. Then we tell him, this Shabbos shelo leser alzeh. Instead of using your access from the one you usually use and ashering them, because they made an Erev, and you're going to asher them from carrying into their Mavli, for this Shabbos, use the other one, because they anyway didn't make an Erev. They can't carry into the Mavli anyway. You're not hurting them. They're not going to be affected by you. They can't anyway carry into their Mavli. So why affect the one and ruin it for them when it doesn't cost you anything? Instead of going this way, go this way. So like this, Kofino saw me the stone. The high low marks of the midi, the low irv. He didn't make an Erev anyway. He's not losing anything. Midastom, the filu midi the low chasrbe. Something, a person not losing anything. Lo mahani lechavrei. He doesn't want anybody else to benefit. Zel nehen of zel low chasr. Right. So that's kofin also midastom. We see you're not chasr anything, and the other person gets a hanoah. Why not give him the hanoah? You're not losing anything. V'ochal korchei dachin legabe. We push it. Midastom shali shali. Mishalcha shalcha. That's midastom. Okay, so just over here with this midastom, the ma'aseh in the Mishnah, it's a machlokas, whether it's midastom or not. Shali shali v'shalcha shalcha. The verse says that's midabeinonis. The Yesh Omrim, that it's midastom. So first of all, the Chazon Ish has a shail over here whether a goy would be in the other, would be the chatzar. You say kofin also midastom by a goy or not. Right, it's only by Jews that you say kofin on midas tom. And also the Chora, what's it called? So the Meiri learns that everybody agrees that it's korov lios midas tom. It's midah benoni. The Yesha Omrim doesn't argue on the first thing. He also has midah benoni. But it's close to coming midas tom. So therefore, shali shali v'shalcha shalcha is, according to everybody, at least on the way to being midas tom. It's not really a machlokas. And Lamaisa, the machlokas is only where where there's no hefset at all, then it's mamish midas though. There's a little bit of hefset. In this case, it could be a little bit of hefset over here. The guy doesn't want to walk this way. He wants to walk the other way. Even though he doesn't lose anything, pretty much, but he's more comfortable in to walk out this way. That's why he's ruggled that way. So still, we say kofinos al midas though. And others say, I think the Rabbeinu Yonah says, that the Mida Beinoni is talking where the guy in the end gives, but he doesn't like it. His Mida is Shali Shali V'Shalcha Shalcha, but out pressure he gives, because he doesn't want to look bad. So he does give to other people from his own. But he doesn't like it. His Mida is Shali Shali V'Shalcha Shalcha, Lamaisa though he gives from himself to others. The Yeshomri Midas Stone is talking where the guy's Midas like that and he doesn't give anything to anybody else. Then that's Taka Midas Stone. So here, therefore, the Mishnah, according to that, the Mishnah is not Machlokas, that we're going like one man the other or the other. All the Mishnah holds that it could be Midas Stone, it's Karav Midas Stone, or that if the guy Bechlau doesn't want to give somebody a Hanoha when it doesn't cost him anything, that's a real Midas Stone according to everybody. What? What do you mean their ownership?
They're supposed to look through that way with the
Shabbos? Yeah. He has to masalik himself from that. Right? What does it bother you? What difference does it make? You have to get to Rishus HaRab. What difference does it make if you go this way? You go this way. If you go this way, you're hurting other people. So you might as well go this way. He loses his right to go through their mother. Yeah, that's Rav Kofin. Yeah. Okay, let's go on. Omer of Yehuda Omer Shmuel Hamakbid alei ruvo ein eruva eruv. So Rashi learns Hamakbid alei ruvo means he doesn't want anybody to eat it. Everybody puts in pas, and that way they become shutzid in the whole rishos, and he doesn't want anybody to eat what's it called, his pas. Hamakbid alei ruvo im yochal echad in nechabura es hapash in osanu. He's makbid that nobody else should eat it. So is the ikker that they put their pas together, was the ikkar that they should all be able to eat from the same pas. So Rav Yehuda said in the name of Shmuel that if somebody's makbid, the eruv's no eruv. Mashmo eruv shmo. What's eruv means that they're all mixed together and they all can eat from the same thing. Rav Yechanin omer eruv eruv. Ela shenikra me'anshei vardina. What's it called? The eruv's a good eruv because we see in anshei vardina where people who are very makbid each on the other, even on their own shutfin. And they didn't eat from one another, but they were shutef. So you see, it could be a shutef, even though you don't eat. Rashi. Eruv shmo, shiukulam u'radim, umarutzim bo, shalo yimcha zebechaderu, el a shutfis nocha vareva. Should be a shutfis and everybody's happy with each other. And if there's makbid that nobody else should eat his pas, then he's not a shutef. Anshe vardina, sikyanim hayu. They were, what's it called, stingy, and they didn't like what's it called, even their shutfin being nehene from there. But lemaisa, they were shutfin. So he's not a nice guy, but you're still a shutfin. The eruv doesn't have to be that you can eat it, even if you're makbid on the other guy's okay. No. The Rabbeinu Chananel says that if you're makbid, the guy shouldn't eat the eruv. Everybody holds no good. That which Rabbi Chanina says that it's good is only if you're makbid that the thing shouldn't get mixed up. You want to keep yours separate. You want to make sure that you know where your pass is. Right? You don't mind if somebody else eats it, but you want to know where your pass is. Then Rabbi Chanina says it's okay. But if he's makbid not to eat it, Rabbi Chananel holds, everybody holds no good. Okay, let's go on. Omer of Yehuda Omer Shmuel, Hacholek es eruvo, eino eruv. If you split the eruv into two parts, we'll see in 1 second what that means. It's not an eruv. Command ke Beis Shammai. Right, that's, we said this according to Beis Shammai, the Tanya. We had this before. Chamisha shigavu es eruvan, the nasnu b'shnei kelim. If five people contributed towards an eruv, and they put it into two different kelim, so they didn't put it together. Beis Shammai om remains a eruv. Eruv means it has to be all together. It's not all together. It's not an eruv. So whichever ones are in one keli, they're a shutef, and the other one's another keli, they're a shutef only in that. The male, they aser on each other.
But because they're not all shutvin in the, all the Rishuyos. So still the Rishuyos are mixed up. Beisil Amrim Hareza Erev. And Beisil holds it is an Erev. Two Kalim doesn't make it a Chiluk. Shmuel says, Afilu Tema Beisil. No, Rabbi Yehuda said his din, and in the name of Shmuel, even according to Beisil. Ad Kan Lo Kamri Beisil Hosan Al Demalyan Lamana. The Yasser. When did Beisil say that two Kalim is not a Chesara? And it's not considered two separate Erevin. That's when you filled up one Kaili, and you had a, it overflowed into another Kaili. So now it doesn't look like you Bedafka don't want to put them together. It's just you couldn't put them together because the first Kaili was filled up. So this was the overflow. But if you split it up into two Kaili, and you could have put all of it in one Kaili, then it's clear that you don't want them together. That's not an Erev. So therefore, when he said that if you mechalik the Erev, it means you put it into two separate Kalim, and there was room in the first one for the whole Erev. Then it's no good. Where it says, V'tarti lomili, why do you need, what's it called, both of these cases, right? The case of Machbid al Eruvo is mashma that you don't want your Erev to be part of the other one. And Cholik l'shnei Kalim, the same thing, I don't want it to be part of the other one. Where you're machbid mamish, so you're masalik yourself in the Erev. But if you're not machbid, you just put it into two kalim and it looks like it's separate, maybe that's okay. Here you're mamish separated it. There it's all together except you're machbid. Just because you're machbid, but if it's all together, maybe that's not a problem. Therefore you need both cases. Each one has a mila and a chisaren. And I might think that this one's okay, but this one's not, or vice versa. Kamash Malon, if you're machbid, even though it's together, or it's separate, even if you're not machbid, it's no good. Rashi. A machbid al eruvo im yochal echad nidmei chabura es apash in osanhu. Eruv shmo, shu kula murav in a marutzimbo, shlo yim chaze bechadero el a shutfis nocha vareva, anche vardina tzikonim hayu. Hacholek b'shnei kelim, eno eruv. Mishum high time agufa, same reason. The mashmo eruv shmo, and if you are mechalik into two kalim for no reason, you don't want it to be murav. The mali the mon of the yasher shalu yochel akli laharzik kol eruv velo chilko midas. He didn't dafka separated the kavana. He separated because there wasn't enough room in one kalim. The chikomer Shmuel kagon shechilko midas. When Shmuel said it's no good, is where you separate into two kalim on purpose. The Tarti Lama, the Shmuel, why did Shmuel have to say both of these cases? However, Tarvayu Chad Taima, the Kopid, the Cholik. They both have the same reason. Because you're Machbid and you're separating yourself from the Erev. So then it's not an Erev. The Miflik Pauke, Ubakl Shmei, the Erev, Mashma Ma'urav. Could be the case of the two Kalim is worse than the case of Machbid. Where you put them all together, it's an Erev. Ah, you're Machbid, that doesn't take away from the Erev. But when your Mav is separated, it's not Ma'urav. Okay, let's go on. Omer le Rav Abba le Rav Yehuda, the Bei Matzarta Devei Rav Zakai. In the what's it called? The oil press of Rav Yehuda of Rav Zakai. Rav Abba said to Rav Yehuda the following: Umi Omer Shmuel Acholik Esei Ruvo Eino Eruv. Did Shmuel really say that if you separate, you divide your Eruv, it's not an Eruv? The Omer Shmuel, Bayish Minichim Bo Eruv, Eino Tzorich Litin Esapas. The what's it called? The house that you put the Eruv in doesn't have to contribute its own pas. Normally, you have five batim in a chotzer, so each one gives a shear of two seudas together with the other ones, and then they're all together. So here, since this guy, the Eruv's going to be in his house, he doesn't have to contribute his pas. Four of them bring their pas to his house, and they put it in his house. My timer. La mishum de omer de kima de monach besala keman de monach hachadami. Since he has bread in the house, so it's mitzarif. In other words, he doesn't have to bring his bread from his cupboard to put it together with the other four. His bread, wherever it is in the house, also counts. Not because he doesn't have to bring any bread. He also has to bring bread, but he doesn't have to put it together with the other ones, because he obviously has bread in his house somewhere. So the bread in his house will be mitzarif to the other four. He doesn't have to put it together with the other ones. Mashma, you don't need the Erev altogether. Because here one of them has his bread separate. So, Hachanami, Kivan the monarch, Vesala, command the monarch, right? The monarch, Hachadami, same thing over here, even though they're in two different Kalim, should be good, just like over there, where the fifth guy's who owns the house, his pass is not together with the other ones. It's in a keli somewhere else in the house. And still, it's okay. Or it says, nay, Amarle Hossam, Afa Pisha ain't pass. It doesn't have to have pass Bechla in the house. Even if we know for sure the guy has nothing in the house, he's still mitzvah. Why? My timer. To Kulu Hachadairi. Because what's the purpose of the pass? To make them as if they're living there. He is living there. He doesn't need a pass to make himself as if he's living in his house. He is living in his house. So the one who owns the house where they put the Erev doesn't have to have pas. Because the pas just makes them as if they're living there. And he is living there. So that's so it's not that you have an Erev in two different things. All the Erev is together. And this guy doesn't need a pas to be part of the Erev.
Rashi.
Isn't the reason why the guy who owns the house where they put the Erev in doesn't have to contribute bread, it's not because you don't need bread, his bread. You need it. But since it's in the house anyway, you don't have to put it together with the other ones. The pas that he eats, right, even though it's not together with the other ones, consider it as if it's together. It's the same thing over here. Since it, what's it called? Even though you separated it, it's in two different kalim, but to be good enough. Or it says no. The kulu hachadairi mishum piton havi lehudiras. The pas makes it as if they're living there. The koshkin balabayishu dar so mamish. He doesn't need a pas to make it as if he's living in his house. He is living in his house. Mamish besocho ba'afilu ein lo pas b'chol abayish aper dami. It's not because his pas somewhere else in the house is mitzdarif. Even if he has no pas at all, he's part of the Erev. Because the whole idea of the Erev is to make it as if he's living there, as he is living there. Without a pass. Okay, let's go on. Omar Shmuel. Erev Mishum Kinyan. Right? The whole concept of an Erev is the idea of a Kinyan. That, what's it called? That, since, Rashi says, Erev Shum Mitzarfan Time Mishum Kinyan. Shematnalahu balabayas reshuso, the nimtsu kulam bailim abayase, shahaira munakbo. Since they bring their pass into his house, so it's like an exchange. They're bringing their pass into his house, and he's makna his reshus to all of them, because of the pass. Right? It's an exchange. So even though chalipin can't be done with peiris, which is pass, but it's not chalipin. It's like a kinyan domi. They bring their bread, and the value of the bread exchanges for the reshus of the house. So it works like a kinyan. That's how Rashi learns, that the balabais is makne, his reshus, to all of them in lieu of the pas. And others learn, Tosus learns, that each one is makne to the other one, his reshus. Right? I give you my pas, I makne my reshus through that pas. Your machna, your reshus through that pass. So they're all machna, their reshus to each one, so they're all shutfin in all the reshuyos. Rashi learns that they're all shutfin in this one reshus. And that's enough to make the whole Eruv common. And Tosus learns each one gives pass to the other one, right? And their machna, their reshus one to the other. So they all become shutfin in all the reshuyos. Erev Mishum Mitzarfen, Time Mishum Kinyan, Shemakna Lu Balabayas Mishu, Sovin Imtsu Kulam Bailu Babayase, Shah Erev Munachbo, the Chol Chotzer Mishu Bevis, Lushu Som Zo, Vyachasi, and all of their Rishus are Mishubah to this Rishus, which are all Shutfen in, and the Nehla, when they carry from the houses into the Chotzer, it's like carrying what's it called from one Rishus to the same exact Rishus. Okay. Mipnei Ma'ein Ma'arvin, one second. So that's what, Shmuel said. Erev Mishum Kinyan. The Imtomer and Ibnema in Konim B'moa. So that's the case. Why don't we use money? Why do you have to use a pass? Use money. Kinyan with money is better than a Kinyan with pass. Ibnei Shein and Matsuya Barvisham Bosa. People have money Erev Shabbos. They spent it all. You have to go start looking around for a coin. Erev Shabbos, it won't be convenient to make an Erev. So Mer says, Heicha the Erev Mihu Lichne. Right, but so that's the case, that it's just a kula, that you could use pas, then if you use money, it should help. And we know that you can't use money for an Erev. Or it says, Gzeira Shema Yomru Mo Iker. Right? Gzeira, the people will think that the money is the Iker, and then the next Shabbos, when they don't have any money, they won't make an Erev. Because they'll think you have to use money. So therefore, they ask for money completely, and pas is always around Erev Shabbos. Bread you have. Right? That's what you spend your money on. But money, you don't always have Erev Shabbos. The Zim and Delo Shchiach Mo, and then some Friday they won't have money, and they'll think that since they used money the Friday before, that that was what they had to use. And they won't make an Erev. The Loasi Leiruve Bepas. The Osi Erev Leikukului. And they won't Bichlal do it with a pas, because they're afraid if they do it with a pas, the Erev will get ruined. But money doesn't get ruined. So they'll think that you always have to use money, and they won't make the Erev with pas, and the Mela, they won't have an Erev. Rabba Omar Erev Mishum Dira. Rabba holds no. The Erev is not because of a kinyan. It's not a kinyan bichlal. It's a din of dira. Whatever your pas is, that's where you live. So it's considered if you put your pas in somebody else's house, that you're living there. If they all put their pas in somebody else's house, they're all living there. But it's nothing to do with a kinyan. My binayu. What's an afkamina if it's just mishum dira, or there's an idea of kinyan? It could be binayu kli, who pachas mishava pruta. If you use a kli. Kalim are around Erev Shabbos. Right? If it's mishum kinyan, then what's it called? A kli should also help. But if it's because of dira, dira is where you eat, not where your kelim are. And pachas mishava pruta also. It's what you call, you use less than a shava pruta. Or a kli that's less than shava pruta. If it's because of what's it called, dira, doesn't make a difference with shava pruta or not. But if it's because of what's it called, because of kinyan, less than shava pruta can make a kinyan. The cotton, and also can a cotton be the one to make the Erev. If the idea is the cotton can bring the thing, it's because of a kinyan, a cotton can make a kinyan. But if it's because of dira, the cotton is just doing a maisa kof and bringing the bread here and everybody is living there. Rashi. If it's because of a kinyan, why can't you use money? Retain kol echad the echad ma uma osa gipnu la rishus chadero. If it's a Kenyan, she's money. Lekukule lishtakach toras eruv. And the maisa, they won't use the pas and they'll forget about eruv completely. And that's not good. They want people to be ma'arev. Eruv is a good thing. Mishum dira shadaito shal odam al piso. The havi lukilu dairi bahu besa. Person is considered living where his bread is. They ain't b'chotzer zuel, a dirachas, if everybody puts their pas in one dira, then everybody's living in one dira. And their diras become bottled to that main dira. And the mela, all the rishuyas become one. So, and all the common areas in the chotzer is one. The harikol rishus ha-chotzer, yuchedis l'bayezeh. So all the rishus in the chotzer is that bayez, and that bayez, they're all shutfinim. Hachi gashin, yuka binayu, kli, v'shein bo shav, aputa v'kotten. L'man diomri mishum kinyin, yicholim liknos besudr. There is shar kinyan. The ain yichol liknos mepas she ain bo shava pruta. You can't use a pas that doesn't have a shava pruta, but you can use a kli. Vafilo havi mazon be sudos. Even if it's mazon shtei sudos, but it's not worth a pruta, it wouldn't help if it's a mishum kinyan. The ain yochol asos hakotn shliach la'ariv alav eru vechatzeros to la bar mekne vaknuyehu. Cotton can't make kinyan. L'mayam diomri shum dira lo mahani kinyan sudor. The kinyan sudor wouldn't help. You couldn't use a kli. Can only use bread. But you can use bread that's not a shava pruta. The cotton go v'sha'eruv to pass mashile chadadira. The cotton lo midiyon. The cotton's not doing anything. He's just bringing the bread there. He's doing a maisa kof. Tosus points out the chora. Then why, if it's a Kenyan, why should you need muslim based sudas? It should be that you should be able to use bread even if it's not muslim shtei sudas. So some say that the one who holds dira. The one who holds kinyan holds dira too. It's just the one who holds dira doesn't hold kinyan. And the and Tosus says a different shot. He says that when you use bread, it has to be chashuv. And less than muslim shtei sudas is not chashuv. It doesn't have to be worth a pruta, but it has to at least be muslim shtei sudas. Otherwise, it's not dover chashuv when it comes to food.